Placing his hand on two Bibles, one used by President Abraham Lincoln at his first inauguration and one used by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Obama took a public oath of office Monday after he was sworn in during a private ceremony Sunday. Myra Young Armstead, a history professor at Bard College, says Obama's use of the two Bibles signifies the following.
He's committed to the welfare of the country across or above transcending party lines. So I think there's that significance. And then I think he draws from what he sees are the best parts of the progressive tradition, if I could call it that, in these men. Clearly in the case of Lincoln, the whole idea of his commitment to human rights, it was an evolution on his part. And that could be even another aspect of his drawing from both the Bibles that, you know, if you study these men, they evolved. They were willing to work with a team of people.
Quincy Mills is an assistant professor of history who specializes in African-American history at Vassar College. He says Obama's inauguration, the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, and the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation make for a momentous occasion.
But I think it's a moment that we should pause and reflect, to reflect on what freedom has meant and means, reflect on the fact that I argue freedom is a constant struggle. It's not a static concept that once you got it, you got it. But it's something that we have to continuously fight for, and in many ways, something that we have to continuously define, right? Even as we are embattled in this debate about gun control, that debate is essentially about freedom.
Freedom, he points out, on both sides of the issue. Mills also says it's important to recognize that King's dream dealt with economic security. He says during Obama's first and second campaigns, he and the other candidates spoke very little about the poor.
The poor has been left out of the conversation. But furthermore, no one has pushed either Obama or even Romney when he was running on whether or not we should be focusing on the poor. And so if we want to think about King's dream, we have to think about King's focus on the poor people's campaign, his focus on being sure that people were economically secure.
Bard's Young Armstead, who focuses on urban as well as African-American history, says when King gave his I Have a Dream speech in 1963, the speech was focused on segregation in the South. Yet a few years later, King moved into a broader agenda of reform, including the launch of the Poor People's Campaign. And it's this broader agenda from which he draws a parallel between Dr. King's and President Obama's visions. Referring to Obama, she says,
if you consider the philosophy behind his health care reform, is very much interested in leveling things economically. Certainly his approach to tax reform reflects that.
And if he can level the playing field, Vassar's Professor Mills says that playing field, to reflect Dr. King's dream, would include the poor. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.